welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
Welcome to the discussions. I've got Tim Northburg on the phone with me. Tim Northburg is an actor, an author, wrote several books. He also does speaking engagements. So I just want to hand it over to you, Tim. Yes, and I heard you. I am here and I can hear you loud and clear, Tim. It is your floor. Let's take it.
Great. Well, thank you for having me on the show. And I'm a speaker, an author, and screenwriter. And I've been to multiple schools around Colorado, giving some inspirational talks to students about being a writer and applying writing in their life and success and motivation for them to achieve their dreams and goals, in their lives. So it's been a lot of fun and solitary business of writing. You listen to a lot of music, and a lot of music influences you as well and influences me throughout the day. So we really appreciate what you're doing here with your radio station.
Oh, I love what I do. I've been doing this for a number of years as a hobby, and it's been taken off for me and doing very well. And so
yeah.
I've been a book that I'm interested in that I've not read of yours, but what attracts me is the artwork on it, and it's called the Dechnolab Codex, Prelude to the Artifacts of Merlin Saga.
Yeah, so that book is a prelude to my saga, which is called Zebulon Quest. And Zebulon is he's the grandson of Merlin, and he has adventures through space and time. And so this codex kind of sets up the world, sets up the magic, sets up, the legend of Merlin and how I'm using it in a futuristic setting. Where Zebulon has to go around to different planets and find these artifacts that Merlin has kind of left for his future. And so the Dechnolab Codex, the artwork that you see on the front there is kind of a unique star that I found that kind of has some relevance in the story. And Zebulon also has a birthmark of that star on his hand. So, the Artifacts of Merlin Saga is I'm planning on it of making an 8-book series. Right now I have the first book, and then the prelude that you see here on the website is self-published, and I'm working, the second book is written, I just have to edit it and then release it here probably in the next year.
Editing and book writing does take a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, especially when you have a full-time job and you're trying to do this on the side, as well as having a family and all that, as you know, doing your shows and your podcasts. So.
Oh yeah. I got a full-time job and I do this on the side and definitely not easy. It is not easy, but it is enjoyable. It does serve its purpose and it is fulfilling. So I can say that.
Yeah. And it's kind of a release from the daily grind as well. I found, writing for me just, kind of lets me get in a different world. I can create my own universe and just kind of escape, for that time that I'm sitting there, with the words coming out on the page. And it's also neat to see the kids, talking to some of the students and who have actually read some of my books and, sitting there talking to them and their eyes light up when you're there. It's like you're a celebrity and you're just influencing them. You can see them just taking off everything that you're saying, and they're just absorbing it like a sponge. It's so fun. And I think that's the most rewarding part is talking to some of the kids who read the books, as well as adults. As well. So
you walk in the room and there they are, like, that's the guy. He's the one that wrote that.
Yeah, and I can't say how many papers and stuff I've that have been in their desks that I've autographed. And they're like, can we have your autograph? And you're like, oh yeah, sure, here you go. And but there's you know, ask a lot of intelligent questions about the writing process too, and it's not just about the book. It's about, you know, how do you write, and what is what goes into publishing a book. And you know, it's a lot like music. The music genre is there's a lot of noise out there, and it's just getting through that clutter and touching people with what you've put out there as an art form. You know, for them in this case, it's for them to read and absorb. I've also done a couple motivational kind of nonfiction, or you can call it narrative nonfiction books, as well as my fantasy novel that has been selling pretty well as well.
That is that's so good. Yep.
Yeah.
And with that, hold that thought and then come back to Tim Northburg.
Tim Northburg is a man with an overactive imagination. This has led to him becoming a successful author of multiple fiction and nonfiction books, as well as an award-winning screenwriter. He does not suffer from writer's block. In fact, it's quite the opposite. He has more ideas than he knows what to do with, and loves to share his imagination and creativity with others. Visit timnorthburg.com to learn more about Tim, and tune in to discoveryouradio.com to get an earful.
On the phone with me for the second round, we got Tim Northburg talking about him being an author, the books that he's writing. We just got done talking about his series, the Decknalab Codex. And then it goes to the Zebulon Quest, and then Fuel for the Furnace. And then I saw another book that you have called Autorosity. I like that name. Otter O City is what my brain first thought, but you know, my grammar's not bad. Anyways, you were starting to touch on a subject of the writing and the writing process and publishing. So let's pick up where you left off.
Yeah. So, you know, just part of my books are aimed for the young adult genre as far as my Zebulon Quest and Artifacts of Merlin saga. I also have done some writing in some success and motivational books, just some things that I picked up over the years and kind of apply to my life, goal setting, you know, keeping your eye on the target, trying to focus and have vision. So I took a lot of those ideas and put them into several books. You know, the first one is Fuel the Furnace. And that just takes a journey. I actually lived in England for a year back in 1998 and was a sales manager over there. And I used some of the places I visited, the actual places, as motive, as inspiration for this story that this gentleman finds a mentor in this Scottish chap. And he kind of takes him around and teaches him how to fuel his furnace and build success in his life. And each kind of place has meaning that they visit to one of the steps in the books. And then he gives him a profound message at the end that changes his life forever. And so that was a fun story, right? Because, you know, just revisiting a lot of places that I went to and lived in and visited while I was over there. Then the book that you kind of mentioned, Autorosity, you know, this was written and actually came from an experience that I had in 2009 with kind of the downturn of the economy there and some things going on with the world. And just kind of thought about, okay, how does everybody kind of get through these experiences, these down cycles? And one of the ideas I came up with is this gentleman is going through this hard time, and he finds inspiration from his brother-in-law, who asks him to film some sea otters out in San Juan Island in off the coast of Seattle. And he learns from the otters, just kind of watching them, their behavior, their joyful spirit, and how they're, you know, they live in the elements and they're in the water all the time. They're hunted by predators, eagles and sharks and orca whales and what have you, but they always are fun and playful. And how do they do that with all of that that
chaos
surrounded them. So that chaos, yeah. And so Otterosity is a book about finding a joyful spirit in your life, regardless of what the circumstances are that you're going through, so that to kind of help you get through that, and knowing that there's always going to be those calm waters at the end of the turbulence. So that was a fun, exciting book to write, and doing a lot of research about otters, which are one of my favorite animals. So,
what is it that you like most about otters?
You know, they're cute. They're fluffy, even though they're wet. They're kind of cute and fluffy. You know, just seeing pictures of them, just kind of, you know, the mom and their pups or whatever, they're holding hands, and they actually hold hands together as a group so that they don't float away when they're sleeping.
Uh-huh.
So it's really kind of a community group that they live in. So it's very exciting to learn myself from these animals.
So you're in a band, but not just any band. You're in a band with serious intentions, and after several band meetings, you've decided that it's time to level up and start investing into bigger and better ways of dependable promotions. The reality is, you need a plan. Not just any plan, but a 6-month plan. It's time to get set up with a consultant, especially someone who has the expertise to help guide you in the right direction with a 6-month strategic plan. I'm highly advising you right now to start a plan with Dropout Media. Go to dropoutmedia.net to get started. No matter what genre you're in, or if you're a solo artist, Dropout Media has a proven track record and is also responsible for getting artists over 1 million legitimate streams on Spotify. But that's just the small stuff. Remember this name, Dropout Media, and bring it up during your next band meeting or call a band member right now, because you know you need this. Go to dropoutmedia.net to get started. Treat this ad as a prescription for your next 6-month strategy. Record labels are watching and waiting to sign the next big deal. Dropout Media. Your music career is in the plan. The 6-month plan.
Tim, tell us about your success. Tell us about your website, where you can find your books, awards, conventions you may have attended. Let's lay it out. The carpet's yours.
Yeah. So as far as where you can find me is on timnorthberg.com. You can also go to zebulonquest.com if you want to learn a little bit more about the fantasy novel series. But you can link to everything through timnorthberg.com. And definitely check out the books. I have a book list and also an ebook list. So whether your format is, if you want to in paperback or physical book, or if you want to read it on ebook, Kindle, etc., you can go ahead and find it underneath those tabs. And then also, I do schedule author visits. If it's something that you're interested in, please check out my author visits page and schedule a visit through there. Be happy to come talk to your organization or your school. It's something that I really enjoy doing. My screenwriting success has kind of taken off over the last couple of years. I started screenwriting in 2015. And I also have my screenwriter tab there that if you're interested in seeing kind of what stuff I have going on there, I'm working on trying to get a Western out there, as well as a grounded sci-fi musical. And some of my short scripts as well. You know, one of the exciting things that I've done is I've 2 years ago I went to a Western Film Festival down in Wilcox, Arizona, and I won a few awards at that festival, which was one of the first awards that I won. As a screenwriter, and that was a screenplay finalist at the Wild Bunch Film Festival, and it was really fun to go down there and meet a lot of other writers, as well as producers and filmmakers, and see some great independent short films as well as some long feature films that they had there, and get to know some people there. And I've gone on to be a top 10 in Entourage Industry Next Festival in California. was also a quarterfinalist in the Los Angeles International Screenplay Awards, and also placed in some top finalist in as well, like the creative writing unique voices. I was in the top 10 in that. And recently, one of my shorts made the top 10 in the Roadmap Writers short screenplay contest. So it's been kind of fun just going on that journey and putting your stuff out there and seeing what kind of reception you get. You get some good comments and some good notes to go back and change some of the scripts and see them improve and place and do better. So hopefully one day we'll see them on the screen, as well as other books that I'm working on coming out in the next few years.
You know what it is? It is exciting to see your stuff on the screen. I did here's my shameless plug, but years ago I did a movie trailer for the Transformers Dark of the Moon movie, and
Nice.
You know, I got to see the movie trailer that I put together in the movie theater before another movie played, and I was like sitting in the audience, I'm like, I made that. It was a really cool feeling, so you know, It feels good to make those accomplishments. But even though you make those accomplishments, you still got to have a day job to support this stuff.
until one day you can go full time, right?
Yep. Until one day,
that's the goal.
You never know,
that's
though.
That's the goal.
You never know, Tim. It's been great. I appreciate it. I know I'll be seeing you because we happen to be work partners. We work together at the same facility, and you know. It's just kind of nice to not be talking business and to be talking, accomplishments, you know, different language here than being at work.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for, having me on your show and being able to share my passion and hopefully, you know, others will be able to check it out at timnorthberg.com and definitely there's a place on there. You can message me if you have any questions or anything you want to know further about my writing.
And don't forget to go support Tim. Independent artists like Tim need your support. So go in, read the book, buy the book, and share it with others and encourage others to buy. That's how independent people with big dreams make it in this business. I thank you for tuning in to Discussions on Discovery Radio. And this is going to be episode number 9 of Discussions. It just started out, and I'm telling you, I want to say thank you to everybody who's been supporting and tuning in, because it is doing me very well, and I appreciate it very much. Tim, thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tim Northberg is a man with an overactive imagination. This has led to him becoming a successful author of multiple fiction and nonfiction books, as well as an award-winning screenwriter. He does not suffer from writer's block. In fact, it's quite the opposite. He has more ideas than he knows what to do with, and loves to share his imagination and creativity with others. Visit timnorthberg.com to learn more about Tim, and tune in to discoveryouradio.com to get an earful.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Discover You Radio's podcast. You can also join Will as he goes live on air from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, at discoveryouradio.com for a glimpse into independent music, interviews, and announcements.